Welcome back to season 3, episode 8 of the Grand Cast. I'm your host, Chris Inn, here this afternoon with Biko Brett Cooper on August the 26th, 2017.
Still the 26th?
Is it?
I think so.
Oh.
Man, what a day.
It's the 27th somewhere. I think?
No, I'm not really sure how the international, like, day change works. I'm going to write that down, too.
Time zones. Who knows? This second portion of the show is a series of mini-segments. We're going to start out with a new segment for the season. It's been happening every episode, called Elimination Challenge.
Womp womp womp.
So we got 13 items in 3 different lists, 7 of which have been eliminated. So 13 movies, 13 television shows, 13 comedians. And it's your job to read through the remaining items, comment on how you feel about that item, and then eliminate the one that you feel is unworthy of winning the prize at the end.
Is this prize going to be sent to, like, the director or the actual comedian?
There's no prize.
There is no prize. Oh, well, accolades. Prize unto itself.
Yeah, they'll be enshrined in history as the...
the one that
Grand
won.
Cast selection of 2017.
All right. So should I only be reading the ones that are not crossed off?
Yes. Okay. Just the remaining ones.
So for the 13 movies, we have it now limited down to 40-Year-Old Virgin, Wayne's World, Airplane, Groundhog Day, This is Spinal Tap, and The Jerk. May I ask why you selected the movies that have made it to this list?
They're just 13 movies that I felt might be worthy of a
discussion.
List. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So for this, I'm going to say 40-Year-Old Virgin. I wonder if it holds up. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I do know it was pretty... I mean, that was Judd Apatow's first, like, really successful project, right?
I think so.
And I think that introduced, like, an entirely new brand of comedy movie at that point. That was the same time as, like, Anchorman, right? Around the same area?
I'm not sure
about that. Wayne's World, classic. Airplane, bigger classic. Groundhog Day is one that I find very interesting that it's on this list, as there's a... I wouldn't classify that as just, like, straight up comedy. I think there's a lot of other things going on, and it's just, like, existential dread, and how many times do you commit suicide? Like, it's a big deal. This is Spinal Tap. I actually haven't seen it. I know that it's iconic. Like, these ones go all the way to 11. And I know I just said I like music mockumentaries, so maybe this is one I should add to my list. I'm going to write it down right now. And then that leaves The Jerk, one of Steve Martin's best films. On this list, I'm going to go with Spinal Tap. Just because, A, I haven't seen it,
Ooh. And
I think everything else on this list right now is deserving of being there.
All right.
Yeah.
You crossed it off and made your mark next to it so we know.
Yes, I did.
Excellent.
Which leaves us now with 13 TV shows.
Yes.
So left we have Frasier. That one's probably going to be the one I cross off. Actually, what? I'm going to do that right now.
That wasn't crossed off?
No. Should Frasier be crossed off?
Yeah, it's crossed off on mine. What one did Sarah Jean Anderson cross off?
Sarah crossed off Cheers.
Cheers? Oh. I'll have to go back and listen to that episode.
See what's up? Oh, I mean, if that's the one I'm going to pick.
You're crossing off
Frasier, I'm going to cross off Frasier. But
so on
I
that
mean,
list, both Cheers and Frasier are
yes.
crossed off? Okay.
No. Only Cheers is crossed off.
Oh, but now you're... Cause
now
you're
I'm
going to
cross off Frasier, yes.
Okay.
Um...
Uh-oh.
I'm going to go ahead and read the other ones. South Park, I Love Lucy, The Office, Parks and Rec, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Love Always Sunny, Parks and Rec, and The Office are by and large kind of the same show to me, just in terms of their humor. Workplace comedies, it's tried and true thing, but in South Park, classic, iconic. I still think it's super on point, even though now it's like become more of a topical comedy thing than like just making a statement about anything in general or just being gross for the sake of being gross. I Love Lucy. I just remember that really fondly, watching it Nick at Night growing up. And I do think it's kind of, it was a big step forward for where it was at the time. Frasier, I don't like it. It seems really pretentious, and I just don't think Kelsey Grammer is super funny. I'm going with Frasier. Sorry if Sarah picked that. Flip that, I'll pick Cheers if she didn't pick that last week. So it all works out. Just because Frasier's on that as well. And then we have 13 comedians. Left, we have Chris Rock, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Robin Williams, Dave Chappelle, and Steve Martin. Oh boy.
Yeah.
I feel like Dave and George, I'm gonna wager that one of them is going to win. Or
how
Robin.
How much would you like to wager?
Oh, I'll cross one off and that'll leave five. So that's two. I just selected two out of the three. I'm going to say, I'll bet you $10 if when I win, you give me 15.
So you want
2 to 3 odds.
2 to 3. I feel like that's a bad bet for me because those are quite.
It might be Robin. It very well could be Robin.
I'll have to do some statistical analysis and get back to you.
But yeah, I'm kind of disappointed. My favorite comedian is not on this list.
Who?
Bo Burnham.
Oh.
Yeah. His special, his most recent one, Make Happy, was the perfect combination of art and comedy, in my opinion. That was very, very deeply effective to me. And it's just been really, I've watched him since he was like just making music in his bedroom on YouTube, and just to see his arc, it's phenomenal, really.
Yeah. Did you watch his MTV show?
The Adventure.
Zach Stone.
Yeah. I did. That was again like years and years ago. I'd want to go back and rewatch that.
Very funny.
Yeah.
He's so talented.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's kind of taken like a hiatus though. Yeah.
He was in the film The Big Sick.
Was he? Was he main character or like a cameo?
He was a supporting role.
Okay. I got to see The Big Sick. I'm a big fan of Kumail too. So
yes, I highly recommend that.
I do want to see that. On this list, I'm going to go with Chris Rock. I have nothing against Chris Rock, even though I feel like he was kind of one trick pony. I just feel like versus everyone else on this list, he is the least deserving to be involved.
Fair enough. That was Elimination Challenge.
Woo.
Next segment is called Let's Play Improv Scene Suggestions. So I go to a lot of improv shows, and they're always asking for suggestions, and I am all out of ideas. So I would like to get some of your ideas so that I might take inspiration from them.
So I'm suggesting suggestions for you?
as if you were at an improv show and I was asking you for a suggestion for a scene. So if you could please give me a location.
Inside of a freezer.
A location that would fit on the stage at Fictional Friends Improv.
Plains of Africa. So, like the bush.
The bush. A noun.
Gravy.
A verb.
Tranquilize.
A color.
Yes. It's like a yellow in my head. I said it and it came out. Like it's like a it's like a pale, a darker mustard yellow.
An occupation.
Electrical engineer.
A relationship between two people.
Two people meeting on the subway during a power outage.
Ooh. A word, any word.
Gazebo.
The last thing you paid money for.
Ooh, can we? I'm gonna make this cash. Okay, what did I pay last for cash? Ink pens. Sharpie pens, like Sharpie pens.
A genre of movie.
Psychological horror.
An emotion.
I almost just said nap.
Nap?
Nap, which I understand is not an emotion. Elated.
An emoji.
Kissy face.
The first line of dialogue.
All these whippersnappers. Shake fist.
A page number.
17.
A place you might go on a first date.
Fricano's.
A place you might go on vacation.
Key West.
Florida?
Mm-hmm. Is there another one?
I don't know.
Okay.
A problem.
I have too many jelly beans.
An animal.
Red panda.
Something that would fit in your pocket.
Pocket lining.
Three objects that might be in a room.
Oh, I'm so bad at this one. We're going to have mind's eye. A tiger. A paper mache tiger. We're going to have a tapestry of human bones, and we're going to have a couch that should fit against the back wall, but it's like leaning forward and you're trying to figure out how to make it work, but really it's not flush.
The last thing you ate.
Nachos.
Something you might get into an argument over.
How to get to the fucking ball game.
Something you are scared of.
Not living up to my potential.
The title of a movie that has not been made.
Enormous Grasshoppers from Sector 6.
I can't help but laugh at a joke about
whales.
I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to
ejaculate standing up.
That was improv scene suggestions.
Oh boy. I'm turned on.
Oh.
Oh indeed.
This next segment is called Please Read Me Song Lyrics. So here are some song lyrics, if you wouldn't mind reading them to me in the style of spoken word poetry.
Will you tell me what song it is after? If I don't know which one it is? Okay.
You might be able to figure it out based on a conversation.
I know! I was about to say! Okay. I have had Chris stored in my phone as recording artist Sam Cooke for... When was that? February?
February.
Yeah, so close to half a year now. But hey, we figured that out. And here's my rendition of this. Keep moving on. Keep moving on. Life is this way. Keep moving on. Keep moving on every day. When I go to sleep at night, I add up my day, trying to recall the things I've done and debts I have to pay. For there is one thing that I know. What you reap is what you sow. So keep moving on. Keep moving on. Life is this way. Keep moving on. Keep moving on every day. Brother, mind what you do and how you treat your fellow man. If you're like me, you'd try to live the very best you can. For if you spread good all around, you'd be able to sleep when the sun goes down. Keep moving on. Keep moving on. Life is this way. Keep moving on. Keep moving on every day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was Keep Moving On.
By Mr. Sam Cooke.
By Mr. Sam Cooke.
Mystery Sam Cooke.
Next segment is called Let's Play Guess My Number. So I am thinking of a number that is greater than or equal to 1 and less than or equal to 1 million. And you have one chance to guess that number. It is an integer, not any sort of fractional number.
Couldn't you say it's a whole number? Because we're also not going into negatives. Okay. Sorry to be pedantic. So you said between 1 and 1 million?
Correct. Inclusive of both 1 and 1 million.
Okay. And I get one shot. Can you write it down so I can know if you... If
it's been the same number every episode.
Oh, fuck.
I've never said it. Nobody's guessed it. But I have started giving clues. So once you guess, I'll tell you how many digits are correct and how many of those are in the correct decimal position.
Okay. That tells me that there's at least 6.
Not necessarily.
So it's above 100,000.
Not necessarily.
Well, is it 3?
Your guess is the number 3?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. You got one digit right, but it is not in the correct decimal position. Next segment is called Let's Play Words of Wisdom. So I have the beginning portion of quite a few common phrases.
Mm-hmm.
And I need you to please complete them as you see fit in a non-traditional manner.
Sure.
So not the actual.
Okay.
All right.
Don't look a gift horse in the bush.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's better to ask for forgiveness than...
blood.
A penny saved
is still copper and still smells weird.
They do smell weird.
Yeah, they do. It's the material. It's got to be.
You narrowly avoided having the last name of copper, so like a single letter difference.
Well, my genealogy is weird in that we actually came to America as the Kuipers. So it wasn't even like my family crest or whatever that narrowly avoided it. It was like... The first Kuiper, yeah, the first Kuiper that made it here.
When in doubt,
whip it out.
If at first you don't succeed,
then you just gotta keep breathing.
Out of the frying pan and
into your mother.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
You won't get fooled again.
That's the George W.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Has that one been done to death?
Okay. I don't like having him a part of the show. Mentioned? In any
way, in any shape, capacity. Okay. Can I get a do-over? I don't mean to displease you.
Nope. We're on a time schedule here. You miss 100% of the shots that...
You're too drunk to take.
It's true. You can't always get what you want, But if you try sometimes, you just might find...
You had it already.
Ooh, I like that. That's like the pot calling...
Me super baked, bro.
Six of one, half dozen of...
That's a phrase? That's an actual phrase?
Six of one, half dozen of another.
Is the thing. Okay, so yeah, so, sorry, set me up again.
Six of one, half dozen of...
Your mother. Oh! Still got it, baby.
Life is like a box of...
Honkies.
Honkies?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Stop, drop, and...
Barrel roll.
The only thing we have to fear is...
Spiders.
Wubba lubba. A bird in the hand is worth...
In the mouth. Horse in the mouth.
A horse?
Horse in the mouth. I'm trying to do the reverse of the one I started off with an example, just because that seemed... A bird in the hand is worth... Nothing.
Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog...
A home.
Aw. If life hands you lemons...
Gotta squeeze it. Gotta squeeze it hard. You gotta squeeze and never stop.
When in Rome...
Look out for Romans.
Birds of a feather...
Die together.
Yeah. The journey of 1,000 miles...
It's faster by car.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's
what you look inside of.
Genius is 1% inspiration and 99%
pain and 100% reason to remember the name.
Knowledge speaks, but wisdom
is basically a shouting match.
That was Words of Wisdom. This next segment is called Elevator Pitch.
Oh, boy.
So if you could please pitch me for 30 seconds on an idea, a movie, stand-up bit, invention, political idea, whatever you feel like trying to sell me on, you got 30 seconds to do it starting now.
I think that the educational system needs to be reformed in that it's not really what we're teaching children right now that is important. It's teaching them how to learn and how to be a human in a social setting. And so maybe let's not force science or math or like things down their throat that they're not really going to be using in a general sense. Maybe let them do what they want and offer more classes with arts, offer more classes that allow them to explore who they are and what they want instead of this forced by state standardized, we have to do it this way. So they're still learning and they're more excited about it. And I think that makes them eventually better members of society.
I'm not buying it.
Damn it.
I need more mathematical, economical arguments for supporting that type of thing.
Okay.
Good effort, though. Thank you.
Man. What ideas have you been sold on?
You'll have to listen to previous episodes of the Grandcast to find out. This next segment is called Please Read Me a Poem. If you wouldn't mind reading this to me in the style of your choosing.
Every passing day, the words less visceral, and they used to bounce and use my skull like padded walls. Now they just smile, knowing downward nod. Verbatim's lost on memory when it was feeling that burrowed in under conscious blankets and conscience blank slips dotted, waiting to be signed. I want to say goodbye, but it's like a mountain, hard to climb, but I think I can, because it's kind of like a something that I've kind of done before. I want to say goodbye, but I'm afraid that I maybe won't see you again. And the thought it crosses, maybe then, that's not what's on the path I'm in.
Thank you.
That one didn't have a title.
Would you like to entitle it right now?
I want to say goodbye.
You heard it here first.
Hot takes.
That was about a person,
fresh
right?
Cuts. No. I mean, do you want me to talk about what it was about?
It is 3:27 and okay. We have a few more segments.
That's a mystery then for the viewer.
Talk listener. To Brett about what that's about. Please. Next segment is called Improvise an Ad for Fictional Friends Improv.
Okay.
So if you could please improvise a short radio style ad for FFI.
Okay. And I get 30 seconds?
Ish.
Okay. What are you doing with your Wednesdays?
Oh, this hat looks really dumb on you. Oh my god, I'm just over here and I'm trying to have a
look. You need to be coming to fictional friends improv every Wednesday 9 p.m. at Mulligan's. You'll laugh. You'll cry. Well, I mean, it's just kind of... You'll feel all sorts of things and maybe walk out because, I don't know, we tend to have that effect on people. Come to my ends on Wednesdays! Fictional Friends Improv Grand Rapids. Eat, drink, work, perform, Easttown.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I like the sound effects.
Thank you. Foley art.
The next segment is called Affirmation.
Okay.
So, Brett, you pour a lot of emotion into your writing and performances, and I really appreciate that. Thank you for being a part of the Grand Rapids creative community.
Wow. Thank you.
This next segment is called Member. It's a nostalgia segment. What is something that you remember fondly from your childhood, other than I Love Lucy?
I Love Lucy. I used to live in this house, the one I grew up in, until I was 9. And it was maybe like a half mile away from the next closest house. And we were surrounded by trees and we had a lot of land just like back in this podunk area. And I was able to just like explore in the woods. And I would make up characters and sing to myself, and we had a treehouse that I would spend a lot of time in, but it was all really tucked away and really serene and really peaceful, and not the typical suburban life. And I really miss that. Everything's really built up these days, and if you're trying to be around other people, it's like it has to be almost constant, or you get cut out.
This segment is called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
I am working so much right now because I am trying to save up for a lot of new equipment. And I really feel a creative surge right now. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing where that takes me. And I feel like I'm investing in my creative future.
Nice.
Yeah.
This segment is called Plug Social Media in Upcoming Events. So if there are any social media accounts or upcoming events that you'd like to mention and hype, Now is the time.
I want to mention my roommate's podcast. It's called MI Crime Time. They delve into serial killers based out of Grand Rapids, or that largely operated in Grand Rapids. It's really interesting to listen to, and they're a couple of fun people to listen to. They're about to do a collaboration with This Podcast Is Haunted, and they're big fans of My Favorite Murder, if that's up your alley. Also want to plug the War EP by Types, created by Tim Krause.
T-T-T-Types.
That is 4 T's before Y-P-E-S, and he has a Bandcamp that can be found at. Personally, I want to say soundcloud.com/heybiko has my entire release discography at this point. So that's HEYBIIKO. And my newest album, My Darker Days, is available for streaming on Spotify and available for purchase on iTunes and Amazon and a bunch of other like online distributors. And go see Fictional Friends. I'm sure if you're listening to this, you're already at least somewhat familiar with that, but we like having you there. It's more fun for all of us.
Mulligan's Wednesday nights, doors at 9, shows at 9:30. It's a great show. Highly recommend it. The final segment, just the tip. If you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
Oh boy.
Have fun. It doesn't have to be a big deal. People are going to react to you on many levels, and your mental state is one of them. Just enjoy what you do, and you'll get better.
Thank you, Brett. And thank you for being here this afternoon, Biko. It's been a pleasure. I look forward to seeing your performances in the future with fictional friends and otherwise.
Shucks. I look forward to seeing you at them, Chris. It's always your face always brightens my day.
Thanks. And thank you, everyone, for listening, supporting the Grand Cast in the local performance art community. We'll be back again next week with an all-new episode of the Grand Cast.
Grand Cast!